Okay, so we were last discussing the din of Hefsek Tara B'di'eved in a situation of both Rasa Yom Echad and Re'iyah Day, that is past day one. So first, before we pick up, I just want to correct the record. Thanks to Gabe for setting things straight at the end of last year, but I slightly misrepresented one Nekuda L'Chavis Das. I think it was focused on one part of the Chavis Das without reading the whole thing carefully in its totality. And that is as follows. Tosfos, as we noted on Samech Chesam Beis, Yimachul Amrulay, assumes, and that's how their Tosfos is Miyashiv, Stira and Rebiosis, that where a woman does a Hefsek Tara on a Yom Re'iyah, even if that Yom Re'iyah is not day one, so a woman sees Dan for day one, two, three, four, five, and wants to do a Hefsek Tara on day five, where she was still seeing Dan that morning, so in that case, a Hefsek Tara Shachris doesn't work. It would have to be done later in the day, Li'ikuva, even B'di'evet. And it's only on a day where she doesn't have any Re'iyah at all, that a Hefsek Tara Shachris would work. So that's Tosfos' position on Samaches Amud Beis, that there's a difference between a Yom Re'iyah and a non-Yom Re'iyah, talking post-day one. If it's a Yom Re'iyah, Hefsek Tara in the morning doesn't work. If it's not a Yom Re'iyah, if she's totally clean from the get-go that morning, then a Hefsek Tara in the morning does work. And the Chavis Das notes, Sifkatan Aleph, Sifkatan Beis, that this position is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, we have a distinction between Rasa Yom Echad Bilvad, that's Sif Beis, and subsequent days. But there's no distinction in Shulchan Aruch between whether there's a Re'iyah on those subsequent days or not. So the Chavis Das, nevertheless, thinks that Tosfos' position is correct lahalacha. And he makes a couple further observations about Tosfos as well. Now, even without the Chavis Das, what you presumably have to say according to Tosfos, why is there a distinction between a Yom Re'iyah and a non-Yom Re'iyah following day one? That if it's day one, so then Hefsek Tara only works min mincha lamala. Day one always is, by definition, a Yom Re'iyah. So if it's day one, Hefsek Tara only works min mincha lamala. Then the problem is, this is what the Chavis Das raises. So what did Rebbe mean? According to Tosfos, what did Rebbe mean? Rebbe says, that Rabbi Yosef Shimon said that days 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, a Hefsek Tara works even b'shachris, and in Ta'isi Shalosh Sha'alti on day 1. So if it's the case that on day one, a B'dika Shachris doesn't work, because that's, by definition, a Yom Re'iyah, and the only time that a B'dika Shachris works is on a day that's not a Yom Re'iyah, so then what did Rebbe mean that Ta'isi V'Lashati, it's a different din, that on day two, B'dika Shachris does work, if it's not a Yom Re'iyah. On day one, B'dika Shachris doesn't work because by definition, day one is a Yom Re'iyah. So what did Rebbe mean that Ta'isi Shalosh Alti, Ta'isi Shalosh Alti implies that the din ultimately is the same on day one as on day two? According to this, it's not the case, because day one, B'dika Shachris will never work. On day two, B'dika Shachris, as long as it's not a Yom Re'iyah, could work. So the Chavis Das answers that question and says it must be according to Tosfos that on day one, it has to be, it has to car will only work on day one. Min mincha ulamala, if you also use a moch dachuk. You assume that's the case according to Tosos that on day one, you need a moch dachuk. It's a little bit ikar chasim from Tosos. You assume according to Tosos on day one, you need a moch dachuk. On day two and on, if it's a yom re'iyah, then min mincha ulamala is sufficient. You don't necessarily need a yom dachuk, need a moch dachuk. But Rebbe never meant to say literally to Isi Shalashalati that the din of Yom Rishon and the din of Yom Sheni are the same. There's still a difference. And Yom Rishon, he assumes you need a moch dachuk, and Yom Sheni, if it's Yom Rishon, you don't need a moch dachuk. But the halachas are not necessarily exactly the same. That's what the Marsha says a little bit differently, that without this fancy explanation of the Chavis Das, that in a Chanami, Rabbi was just saying that Ta'isi Shalosh Alti, but if I would have asked the question, the answer would have been that the Dinim are different. That according to Tosfos, if it's Yom Rishon, then because Yom Rishon is by definition a Yom Re'iyah, the Dicha Shakris doesn't work. If it's Yom Sheni, then Bidika Shakris does work. But Ta'isi Shalosh Alti doesn't necessarily mean that the halachos are the same. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sif Vav that maybe according to Tosfos, there's a difference between where the Re'iyah and Yom Rishon is Balayla and where the Re'iyah is Bayom. That according to Rebbe, Ta'isi Shalosh Alti, if there's a Re'iyah at night on day one, then Tosfos would agree that a Bedika Shakris works. And that's the case where Ta'isi Shalosh Alti, that the din of day one would be the same as the din of day two, three, four, five, six. If there's a Re'iyah at night, but by the morning she's clean and she does a Bedika Shakris, then according to Tosfos, that would work. That's not the din of a Yom Re'iyah where Bedika Shacharis doesn't work. Yom Re'iyah means it has to be Re'iyah in the morning. And that way, in that case, where the Re'iyah is at night and she's clean in the morning and does the Bedika in the morning, a Hefzik Tara in the morning, that din is the same as a Hefzik Tara day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If it's not a Yom Re'iyah, Bishacharis. But the both Aruch HaShulchan and the Chavis Das and the Marsha are bothered by the same problem. They have different answers. That according to Tosfos, it should emerge that Yom Rishon is really different than Yom Sheni and on. A Yom Rishon, Bedika Shacharis never will work, and Yom Sheni, Bedika Shacharis does work if it's not a Yom Re'iyah. Then the Chavis Das has another nekuda. He thinks, according to Tosfos, that if you have any Yom Re'iyah, you have to be machmir to treat it as Yom Rishon. And the Chavis Das assumes that even according to Tosfos, there's a difference between day one and a subsequent Yom Re'iyah, in that day one you need a mokdachlo of likuva, and days two and on you don't. But the Chavis Das says, in practice, this goes back to the point that Ilan, I think, was trying to make last time, or at least raised as a question, that every Yom Re'iyah, even if it's not day one, you have to be choshesh nowadays, since we're not bekiyim and damim, and we're just machmir across the board, in every situation you have dam, that maybe that's day one of dam tameh. Maybe the dam that you saw before is dam tahor, and that's day one of dam tameh. even though we're not machmir akadei kach to say maybe it's day one of dan tamei, and maybe bichoshesh that that's the beginning of yemei nidus, and then well. No, you mean okay, they're right. Forget that. He says maybe you have to be choshe. He said every day that you see Dam, that's the first day that you see Dam Tameh, as far as this din is concerned. And therefore you treat that as a Yom Aleph L'Riyasa, and you require both Dachuk L'Chachil. That's a Chiddush Agabi Chiddush of the Chavos Das. Chiddush number one is he assumes that according to Tosos, a Yom Riya, that's day one, you need a Mokdachuk Kikuba. And Chiddush number two, you treat every Yom Riyah nowadays, even if it's not day one, the Riyasa, as day one in this. Yeah.
Was that Hashash Dam Tohar in the earlier days? Assuming the woman didn't just give birth, we're assuming that Dam Shisa.
Not Dam Tohar, Dam Tohar. Then maybe
yeah,
it's,
it might be
right.
In every situation, we'll assume.
Right, it's not Dam in a Makor, it's from somewhere else. Right. So there's two Chiddush Agabi Chiddush in the Chavos Das. But what I misrepresented the last time. Is the Chavos Das is not saying that this is Pshat in the Ramah. You know, the Ramah, we're trying to figure out the source for where the Ramah says that in Sif Beis, in the Eved, in Badka Atma, Samach Leben Hashmasha, Samach Atma Tahora, that is sufficient. But Bedika Shachris doesn't work even in the Eved. And we noted that the Tzion of the Rashba and the Ramban, the Magen Mishnah, doesn't seem to be accurate because their positions are either that Moch Dachuk is Likuva or that B'dika Shachris works, but not this middle position that B'dika Shachris doesn't work even Likuva. You don't need a Moch Dachuk. So the Chavos Das is not saying that that's based on this Tosfos. Chavos Das thinks it has to be Koshish with Tosfos Allah, but he's not saying that in the Ramban. The Gon in Sifkat and Ches, who doesn't have all these fancy chidushim of the Chavos Das, he's been saying this though, so that might sound like, according to the Gaon, that he thinks that the Ramah is based on this simple reading of Tosos, which would be that b'di'evit and baka atzma samach leben hashmashos avi shalayim milk dachu kol ben hashmashos is sagi v'dika shachris doesn't work if it's a Yom Ri'iyah.
Even the Ramah says in Sefer Aleph that B'Shachris does work. It's the Yom Ri'iyah that's not the first day.
So the Ramah Sefer is talking about day one. Right? The Ramah Sefer is talking just about day one. So Rasi Yamecha B'Vad, the Paskabo, the Ramah says B'di Eved, if she does a B'dikas Ocha B'na Shmashos, even without a Moch Dachuk, that works. I mean, the Moch Dachuk is not Likuva. A B'dika Shachris on Yom Aleph will never work even with a Moch Dachuk.
So how can Agra argue on the Chavos Das? I mean, how can he say that the Ramah is going to Tosfos? Tosfos would say that you can never do a B'dika Shachris on any Yom Ri'iyah, not just day one.
So does he mean that the Ramah would be choshesh for Tosos on day one, but not on subsequent days? That's probably what you'd have to say. On day one, it only works min min chalamala. Okay, so again, la halacha chavas das notwithstanding, stimas lashem mechaber ma, is that we don't accept this position of Tosfos as far as doing a hefsek tara on a yom ri'iyah that's not day one. The Ramban writes in the halachos perek beis sif aleph. Afilu rasa b'shachris, v'achir kach blood ka'atma, v'rei paska, that even if she sees in the morning, subsequent to day one, and then she does a hafzik tara, ein asvicha b'dika chayres kol hayom, ben choshishim, shem achazir rasa b'layla ben ishmashos, elamachar machal uslisbor shiva nikiyah. So subsequent to day one, according to the Ramban, even if there's a re'iyah on that day, a bedikah shachris works. Mereshes Moshe suggests Simon Kuf Kaf Gimel, and Rabbi Forst writes this as well, that what's the machlokas, we call the machlokas Ramban and Tosos for our purposes. So what is behind this machlokas? So the Ramban, when he describes a hefsek tara b'yom rishon, he says the reason that you need a mok dachuk and the reason b'dika shachris alone is insufficient is cheskas kol yom rishon kulo tameh shehoksak mayim pasuach, as we discussed previously, that we're concerned hoksak mayim pasuach, so b'dika shachris won't be sufficient because we're worried that that maybe she'll continue to see dam because hoksak mayana pasuach, even if you're master Gutara in the morning. So that hoksak mayana pasuach may be more pronounced on day one than in subsequent days. That's the day that she started seeing dam. That's the day that hoksak mayana pasuach. But on subsequent days, there's more of a likelihood that the dam could stop. And maybe Tosus assumes that no, any day that there's a re'iyah, it's the yom that's going, that you have the same Hoksak Mayana Pasuach, even though it didn't just open up today, it's been flowing. But the fact that there was a Riyah today is enough to create that concern that Mayana Pasuach, and you need a Bedika of the Sofayom in order to address that concern. But again, stimas lashon mechaber amah is that if you have a yom ri'iyah subsequent to day one, then bedika shachris, a hefsek tara in the morning, would be sufficient. The chachmas adam is machmir. Chachmas adam klal kuf yizayin os zayin is machmir. Then in that situation, any yom ri'iyah, and a woman sees day one, two, three, four, five, she stops seeing dam on day five, is ready to do a hefsek tara. The chachmas adam assumes that a bedika shachris on that day would be insufficient, even b'di'eved, unless there is a moch dachuk kol dein hashmashas. And the Sidrei Tara has middle position, Sidrei Tara and Sifkat and Tess, a paragraph beginning of Hayotzi Mizeh, that if you have a yom ri'iyah that's not day one, you don't need a mochdachuk likuva, but the bedika has to be samach l'bein hashmashas. That a bedika shachris wouldn't work again against stimas lashon hamechaber v'harama. Rav Avadya writes page resh samach dalid that the ikar is like what he says is rov rishonim against Tosfos, like the Stimas Mechaber and Ramah, that a Bedika Shachris on a Yom Ri'iyah that's not day one is sufficient, at least b'di'evet. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't try to redo it if you can, meaning a woman did a Hefsek Tara, you know, she sees Dam day one, two, three, four, five, and then she stops seeing Dam 10 o'clock in the morning. She does a Hefsek Tara at 11 o'clock in the morning. So if no further action was taken, then as a b'di'evin matter, that hefsek tara would be sufficient, and she can start counting Shivan and Kiva the next day, but as a lechachila matter, she should still try to do a hefsek tara b'sof hayom. We talk about b'dika shakris working b'di'eved. B'di'eved means at the literal end of the day, if no further action was taken. But lechachila, you shouldn't rely on that b'dika shakris. And the lechachila, as we'll talk about b'emsheich, is the optimal time for hefsek tara is later in the day. So in any situation where we talk about a b'dika shakris working b'di'eved, that doesn't mean that once you did a b'dika shakris, you don't have to do any further hefsek. The lechachila is to do a hefsek at the optimal time later in the day. But if you didn't, then that hefsek tara performed in the morning would be sufficient. That's what Rabbi Karp writes as well, the lechachila, if you did a hefsek tara in the morning on a yom re'iyah that's not day one, you could rely on that b'shas hatak, b'di'eved, but lechachila, you should still do another hefsek tara, samuch l'bein hashmashas. Rabbi Eider writes on page 60 that you should ask a sheila chacham, and he doesn't give carte blanche to rely on b'dika shakris b'yom re'iyah b'di'eved without asking a sheila. And Rabbi Forrest writes on page 165 that you can be made to b'di'eved even without asking the sheila. That if you do a b'dika shakris on a yom re'iyah, as long as it's not day one, then that hefsek tara is sufficient b'di'eved if you didn't do one later in the day. And that doesn't require a sheila sakam. That's not a case-by-case a psak, that's a blanket psak, you can rely on that b'di'eved. That's Rabbi Willig's position, Lemaisa, as well. Now, the Shach has the following distinction. We alluded to this or briefly referenced this previously. The Shach in Sifkata and Vav that if you perform the hefsek tara shakris on a yom re'iyah, as long as it's not day one, then that is sufficient to the other. And if you weren't able to do a hefsek tara the lechachilas not later, you could proceed to start counting your shivan and kiyum the next day.
But you always need a hefsek tara.
You always lechachilas to do a hefsek tara b'sof hayom. We'll talk about what b'sof hayom means b'hemsheich. We're talking about on the level of the other. If you did a hefsek tara in the morning, then you could rely on that if you didn't do a subsequent hefsek tara later in the day. So the only time that you can't rely on a hefsek tara shakris, even b'di'eved, if it is yom rishon.
If you're going like the Ramah.
We're going like the Ramah, stima some chaber and Ramah, that we don't assume, we're not choshish for Tosfos' position that b'dika shakris doesn't work on a yom rishon. Now, the Shach assumes in Sifkat and Vav that there's a difference between a Kesem and a Bedika. That where the Ramah writes, that b'dika shakris doesn't work on day one. The Shach says, "Rak yamechitz of kadam vav, kasim adani melech, v'im tomer li didad may nafkamina, afilu isha shiroa kesem nogin shesuch lahantu chamisha yamim, im yam shiroa sabav, rak v'atisog, v'tis prezayin akim." As we discussed last time, that in most situations, it doesn't make a difference because you never have a yom Echa the Riyah when you're doing hefsek tara, because even if a woman has a biological anomaly that she's only seen down for one day, but still you have to wait 4 or 5 days before doing your hefsek tara, beginning your shivan akim anyway, because of the din of poletes that will encounter the end of the semen. So what is the scenario where it's even shy to talk about hefsek tara day one? And nearly the nafkamina lehecha the chaz of rasa v'salchim esfira, talking about where she's so serious for shivan akim. She did a proper lead up to her shivan akim, and then on day three, she's so serious. Now she has to start counting again a new shivan akim. So there, you don't have to wait another 5 days for poletes. Then you can start counting right away as soon as you do a hefsek tara. The kevin the l'rasa rak yom echad b'mei asfira. In that case, She only sees for today, one day in the middle of her Shimon Nikiyim where she's so sad. Lo, the Kevin Lo Rasa Rap Yamef, Vesfira, Bidika Shakris, Lo Mahani, Afil Bidiabit. So that's the case where it's relevant to talk about a Hefsek Tara on day one. That's the case where Bidika Shakris isn't going to work even Bidiabit. Aval, says the Shach, Lo Rasa Rak Kesem, Efshel Hakel, Bein Bimei Asfira, Bein Bitchila. But that's only true if you have a Re'iya slash a Bedika. But if it's a Kesem, excuse me, if it's a Kesem that's being sold through your Shivas Nikiyim, you see a Kesem on a Beged, so then you can be Makel to rely on a Bedika Shakris the day that you saw the Kesem. That's not a real Ria. Kesem's only Drabanan. So you can be Makel on a Kesem to do a Hefsek Tara that very same day, even to the Eved, the Shakras. And that's generally accepted by Poskim, this Shach, the distinction between a Kesem and a Ria, that if a woman is Soseres, her Shimon Nikiyim with a Kesem, then she could do a Hefsek Tara. You can do a Hefsek Tara, or let's say a Hefsek Tara before and B'Shakris that day would work B'di'evet. Okay, so let's talk a little bit now about whether the requirement of Hefsek Tara is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbana. Tosa Yerash, Adaf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Yisal Kadaitach. Samach Tes Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Yisal Kadaitach. That's in the context of Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah, which is a coming attraction. So there, Tosa Yerash raises the possibility that Hefsek Tara is Chumrah ba'almahi. Maybe Hefsek Tara is only Chumrah ba'almahi, meaning a Din D'Rabbanan. And therefore, the context of Tosa Rosh is that if Hefsek Tara is only Chumrah D'Rabbanan, and you assume that Tefillah is Mana Mitzvah, so maybe you tell a woman to go to the mikvah, this Mana, even if she failed to perform a Hefsek Tara. She missed the Hefsek Tara. She started counting her Shimon Nikiyim anyway. And now she's holding by going to the mikvah. So if Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah, maybe we'd say, forget about the Hefsek Tara. That's only a Din D'Rabbanan. If she had her proper Shimon Nikiyim, she could go to the mikvah at the conclusion of those Shimon Nikiyim. Then Tosa Rosh raises the possibility that maybe even if she did do a formal Hefsek Tara, maybe Hifsika Labadaita, maybe the fact that she did and didn't realize it. But Nogelin Yaneinu, Tosa Rosh has that line of Chumrah Ba'almahi, and maybe it's only a Din D'Rabbanan, and that potentially has consequences in the context of Tefillah B'Zmana Mitzvah. It's more mefurish in the Or Zeruah. Or Zeruah Simin Shin Lamed Ches writes, V'dika Zos Eina Kiyim Chashash D'Rabbanan, the whole institution of the Hefsek Tara is only a Chashash D'Rabbanan, K'depirish Rashbam, the Chashinan, Hoel Umayana Pasuach, Dilma Hiskila Liros, Sha'achas Kodem, Bein Hashmashos. That since it's Mayana Pasuach, maybe she started to sing Dam before Bein Hashmashos, V'rasa Kol Bein Hashmashos, V'lo Pasko, Ad Shedichnisa, V'leel, Shmini, Umishameshes, Baila, Boel, Nida. And if you're not going to do Hefsek Tara, so maybe you'll be off a day in your count. And you'll think that you can count Shimon Nikiyim. You should have done a Hefsek Tara today. You'll think that you can count Shimon Nikiyim starting tomorrow. But maybe she continued singing Dam past Shkia tonight, and what you think is day one of Shemini Kiyum tomorrow is really X minus one, and the real count of Shemini Kiyum should start a day later. So if you don't do a Hefsek Tahara, you run the risk that maybe she's going to be off in her count because she didn't realize that there's still a continual flow of dam, but it's still, it's only a chashash derabanan that is accounted for through this Hefsek Tahara. That's the Orzerua in Simin Shin Lamed Ches. Just to note, it's in parenthetical, that in the Orzerua, the context of this requirement of Hefsek Tahara is only in the context of Issur L'Baila, not in the context of Taras. And that could be contrasted with the line in the Hasagos Balamor in the Bali Nefesh, Shara Sphira B'dika Os Gimel. The Balamor writes, Ukvar Re'inu Nitzas HaChachamim Shekosvu V'chol L'Baila Lo Bay B'dika Klau V'chol B'dika Zinya Taref Nemru Aval L'Baila Daya B'Hargasha B'Tumasa U'B'Tarasa. They refer to Mitzvah Chachamim, who say that the requirement of Bedikos Bechlal is only relevant for Taros and not relevant Labaila. Because Labaila is sufficient to have a Hargasha as to whether she's still seeing Dam or not. And the Noda Yehuda suggests, Kama Yerodea Simen Menvav, Kama Yerodea Simen Menvav, and maybe this is the riff, because the Rif leaves out the halachos of Bedikos during Shiva Nakiyah. Now the same Rif that we noted previously leaves out Samim, because maybe that's like the Rav Bezdin, that Samim are only the Taurus and not Labaila. So the Rif also leaves out the din of Bedikos for Shiva Nakiyam. That's what the Noda Yehuda speculates. Maybe the Rif is going with this position that the Balmor ascribes to Mitzvah Chachamim, that Bedikos are only Rav Lataras and not Labaila. Just note that Mar Malka. The Rambam, however, I couldn't find the Rambam on the shelf before, so I'll just read from what I have here. The Rambam, Perek Vav, Halacha Beis. Nida Shabbat Ka'atzma B'soch Yimei Nidusa U'matza Shapasak Adam. The woman does the Bedika B'mei Nidusa and sees that there's no more Dam. Afilu Pasak B'sheinu Li Nidusa B'shagya U'izida V'lobat Ka'ad L'achar Nidasa Yamim Rabim. That's the case in our Mishnah. Ein omim shekol osan yamim haisa tmeya b'tiyazava elakol osan yamim shalabaka b'chas kastara. Baka asma masa tmeya afil baka b'shvili nidasa b'nishmash tzalabaka asma kedi lufish b'tumas nida elahim tina yamim v'achga baka umasas tahorez yusafik zava. In the second case of the Mishnah, where she does a bedik of the morning of the morning that she should have done her Hefsek Tahara, and the Bedikah is no good, and then she doesn't do any subsequent Bedikahs, and then days later she finds that she's Tameya, then days later she finds that she's Tahora, you have to be Choshesh that maybe she was still Tameya up to that point, and the Rambam calls that a Safek Zafa. Then the Rambam further explains in Halacha Kaf Gimel, Kol Isha Shehi Safek Nida Safek Zava, Tzricha Leishev Shivas Yamim Nekiyim Mi Safek, V'Tovelas Belel Shmini, V'Acher Kach Tia Muteres L'Baila, U'Mevi'a Korban Zava. V'Einu Nefel. So the Rambam is saying that if you have a woman who didn't perform a Hefek Tara properly, but she performed a Hefek Tara which was problematic, it was not clean, and then she failed to perform a Hefek Tara b'sof hayom, she did a Hefek Tara in the morning of day seven, it was unsuccessful, she forgot to do a Hefek Tara at the end of day seven, then a few days later, she does a Bedika and she's Tahora. So what's the status of all the Taros that she's touched in the interim? What's her status in the interim? So the Rambam says her status in the interim is that of a Safek Zava. What's the din of a Safek Zava? Safek Zava counts Shivanakim be Safek and brings a Korban Zava. Which with the halachas of Chata Sabala Safek. So the footnote on the Rashba, footnote 288, points out that the fact that the Rambam tells you if you have a woman who didn't perform a Hefek Tara properly, she has the status of Safek Zava that requires a Korban, that sounds like we're talking about a Daraisa requirement of Hefek Tara. If the whole requirement of Hefek Tara is only the Rabbanan, but Min HaTorah, there's no need. So what difference does it make that that morning of day seven, she did a Hefek Tara that had dominant, but if there's no derisa requirement of Hefek Tara at all, then you have the right to assume that by the end of the day, she was Tahora, if she didn't see any subsequent da. So the fact that we call her a Safek Zava that allows her to bring a Korban Zava L'Safek, must be that the requirement of Hefek Tara is a did daraisa, and absent Hefek Tara, she still has a daraisa status as at least a Safek Zava. That's the position of Chavistas, the halacha of Sivkatan Gimel, that Hefek Tara is a din daraisa. That's why the Chavistas is machmir, as we discussed previously, that if a woman has a maka and she can't do regular bedikos, at the very least, she has to do a Hefek Tara. That's non-negotiable because Hefek Tara is a din daraisa. There is a Chuvah Sabach, Simon Kuf Kavav, that attempts to distinguish between a real Nida Daraisa, or real Zava Daraisa, and Nashim Didan, who are counting Shivanakiyam Midrabanan. He writes as follows, Simon Kuf Kavav, Umitam Zanira Nami, the Isha Shemafsekis the Tara, Lo Tifsak is Safik Chashecha. We'll talk about this a little bit later, but a woman who's doing a Hefek Tara shouldn't do so Bein HaShmashos. Afilu his palula. The Einofen should taknis afim v'safik l'chachila. Aba b'di'eved, nira davi shapir hefsek. Yishun de mashma, reish perek v'noz kusim, the dafka benida hafsek tara daraisa. Aval nashim shalanu, shemachmirim lahafsek betara zayinakim, Have Dirabana. I'm not sure what his reference is to the Gemara at the beginning of the fourth Perek, but he's suggesting that maybe Hefek Tara Daraisa is only by Nida Daraisa and not by our woman, where it's only misafik, only mitakanas derabanan or zera derabanan, but that's not generally reflected by the later poskim. Okay. Rabbi Forrest makes the following observation. This is volume 2, page 154. the Shach writes in Hilchos Avelos, Simon Shin Ayin He Sif Yudalid, Shin Ayin He Sif Yudalid. In the context of when to start counting Yemei Avel, when to start counting Shiva. So the Shachar writes as follows. We'll talk about the Tumas Hadashim a little bit later, but he says, even if you're Machmir, when it comes to Hefsek Tara, that where the Tziv already dav in Mariv, even if it's still light outside, so you have the only minion in town, Davin Mariv Aplag, that of Marvin is still light outside, that we consider that as the next day, and therefore a woman can do a Hefsek Tara after the Tzibur Davin's Marv. So we'll talk about that Bemsheikh, but the Shach says, even if you assume by Hefsek Tara that we're Machmir, that once, if you live in a one shul town, and the only minion in town, Davin's Marv at Plag, so once the only minion in town, Davin's Marv, then that's the next day, Balkartha for everyone in town, and a woman loses her opportunity to do a Hefsek Tara at that point. So even if you assume that when it comes to Hefsek Tara, Shach says, not true by Avelos, because Avelos is only the Rabbah. Shach Shinayim Vav, Sif Katan Yadalit. So says Rabbi Forrest, that Shach sounds like he's assuming Hefsek Tara is in the Daraisa, because it's contrasting Hefsek Tara, where we may be Machmir, to Avelos, where we'd be Makel, even if the only shul in town already Davin Mariv, and now the trigger of Shiva starts, whatever that trigger is, then you can still consider that as the previous day, the minyan Avelos. That sounds like he's assuming the requirement of Hefsek Tara is Min HaTorah. Then Rabbi Forrest says, not necessarily, maybe all he means is that Hefsek Tara is part of a Daraisa process, part of the Tara process of the Shiva Nekiyim, which is a Din D'Rabbanan, a Din D'Raisa, even if the detail of Hefsek Tara is only D'Rabbanan, as opposed to Avelus, where according to half of the Rishonim and what the Rama assumes, Alafa, that Avelus Kulo, even Yom Rishon, is only a Din D'Rabbanan. So maybe that's all the Shach is, that's the only contrast the Shach is drawing between Avelus, which is Kol Kulo D'Rabbanan, and the process of Tara of Shiv Nekiyim, which is D'Raisa, even if the detail of Hefsek Tara may only be D'Rabbanan. What's another Nafkamina, whether Hefsek Tara is the rice of the Rabbah? I mean, the Tosei Rosh is Nafkamina of Tulebas Mana Mitzvah is not so Nogeya Lemaisa. We are generally Choshesh for the Chavos Das, who had the Nafkamina of requiring a Hefsek Tara Likuba, even by a woman that has Damaka, that one way or another you have to do a Hefsek Tara. The Sidrei Tara in Sivkatan Kaf Gimel quotes the Zichron Yosef. Sidrei Tara Sivkatan Kaf Gimel. When Yosef, in that situation of a woman that has a makkah, and it's hard for her to do a proper Hefsek Tara. So maybe the Zichron Yosef says you could be makel not to require a Hefsek Tara b'foa. Maybe you don't need a formal Hefsek Tara. Maybe you could rely on the fact that normally speaking, this woman only sees Dam for X number of days. So if her regilus is that she never sees more than 5 days of Dam, or she never sees more than 6 days of Dam, the Zichron Yosef says, maybe you can assume that once we're on day seven, it's ki'ilu, there's a de facto Hefsek Tara, because she never sees Dam that long. And he says, maybe this is Svek Sveka, that maybe there's no Dam at all. Even if there is Dam, maybe it's Dam Tahor or Damaka. And even if you don't say Satsveka negative, it's Kazaki Sura. But here you have a Rove, because Rove Nashim don't see Dam more than X number of days. So his whole cheshbon assumes that we're talking about a that the whole requirement of hasek tara is only a din derabanan. He has a raya from the Gemara in Tesvav and Mubeis. The Gemara there has Amar Rabbi Yochanan, isha sheyesh lo vest bala v'chashev yemei vesta bala. That the woman has a vest, she has a predictable cycle where she sees dam. The husband can cheshbin yemei vesta and be bala her. What does that mean? So Rashi there explains we're talking about a husband who's bamin aderech, that he was away, he doesn't know what transpired with his wife's cycle while he was gone, but he knows that she has a predictable cycle. And he's coming back 7 days after she should have gone to the mikvah based on past history. So that's the Gemara being, says Rashi, that Mechashiv Yimei Vesta U Bala. Meaning to say, says the Zichron Yosef, that the husband doesn't need to ascertain that she did a Hefsek Tara. You can assume, based on her past history, that she is Tahora. So if the requirement for Hefsek Tara is in the Raisa, then what right do you have to not ask? It must be that it's only a din, it's only a requirement, mi derabban. And as we noted when we discussed Amaka, the Nod Yehuda, Kama Yerdeya Simen Nuntes, Kama Yerdeya Simen Nuntes, that maybe it's sufficient for Hefsek Tara to just have a consciousness that there's no more dam coming out without a formal bedikah. Chuas Avnei Nezer, Yeredeya, Simen, Reishnun, Beis, Os Aleph, and on, brings this possibility of relying on the Zichron Yosef Lahalacha. If you're stuck, Sidrei Tara finds it difficult. Sidrei Tara Sifkat and Kaf Gimel, paragraph beginning, Od Reisi, Kaf Gimel, Od Reisi. Doesn't our Mishnah indicate that if a woman didn't do a proper Hefsek Tara on day seven, Umasa Tamea, then she still has a cheskas tuma. So how can you just say that even without a hefsek tara, she's home free? Now, the other Yehuda is saying more than the Zichron Yosef. Zichron Yosef was saying maybe you could dispense with the hefsek tara mikol vakol. The other Yehuda was saying that maybe you have a de facto hefsek tara. That hefsek tara doesn't require an actual bedika. Maybe b'shas hatzak you can rely on her consciousness mindset. That there's no further flow. Chazanish writes in the end of Simon Pebe's, it's hard to rely on this Nod Behuda. Chasan Sofer, Yerodea, Kufayin Zion argues on the Nod Behuda. Rabbi Four suggests, page 155, that maybe they're arguing the Shitasa, that according to the Nod Behuda, that her Gasha is Zivas Davarlach. So then it's Shayach to have a woman who's conscious enough whether she's experiencing a zivas davarlach to know if it stopped or not. Whereas if her gasha is psichas pia makor, so then no one nowadays is having any consciousness of or any sensation as to whether that stopped. Lemaisa, most poskim assume that it's hard to rely on the Zichron Yosef or the Nod Behuda. Rav Avadi, as we quoted when we discussed Amaka, writes that if you're mamish stuck, there's no other way of becoming tahora, so then maybe you could rely on the Nod Behuda. And as we discussed when we talked about the Amaka, the Mahalach HaMechover in practice is to have a Hefsek Tara done by a trained medical professional / bodeket who can do a Hefsek Tara in a way that avoids the source of the Maka. So in practice, we never really allow for dispensing with the Hefsek Tara. We'll talk about what bedikas could be dispensed with when we get there. But one way or another, Hefsek Tara review is indispensable. And in a worst case scenario, by that kind of damaka situation, then you have someone do it for you who's trained to avoid the maka. Either it's because we hold this daraisa, or even if it's darabanan, but we don't accept the at least all things we equal, we don't accept the kulas of the Nod Yehuda and the Zichron Yosef. Yeah.
What exactly does it mean? It's daraisa darabanan.
It means that in order min haTorah, a woman can't count shivin akiyah without a hefsek tahara.
Where in the Torah would it say that? You say when the Torah says the Safra Shiviyaman, it means
that's part of the package of so I don't know the call is a dindaraisa, it's a detail in Shivan Akiyev. I don't know if you need to go chapter and verse. I don't know if you need a pasuk to pin it on.
But we'd be understanding that part of the
it's part of the daraisa Torah process. I don't think anyone quotes the pasuk.
And so we're saying that the Torah would be enough in the Torah from the Vata Torah to just say that she has to do a bedikah with chilor b'sof like according to Rav, she doesn't need to have sektara, and then Chazal would just not have sektara.
Right. Okay. So let's begin talking. We probably won't finish today. About till now we've been talking about when a hafsektara can be performed b'di'eved. Let's begin talking about what the lechachil is. So the Raman Sif Aleph wrote, the Mechaber says, Samach ben Hashmashos. The Raman says, V'cheinog in l'chachila, v'di evit afilu l'barka atma, rak shafir isu matza, atma tohra sagi b'kaf. So we're talking about beyond day one, then the l'chachila, Samach ben Hashmashos, v'di evit, even chakras work. So what's this l'chachila? Of Samach Lebein Hashmashos. So the Beis Yosef understands in the Rush. We noted previously that the Rush in Psakim is a little bit awesome. The way the Rush is quoted, the Rush in Psakim is a little awesome. In Psakim is a little awesome. The Tour quotes the Rush a little more expansively. But the way the Beis Yosef understands the Rush is that Meikar Adin, a Hefsek Tahara works anytime during the day, as long as it's not Yom Rishon. And the Raf for the Milsa, it's preferable to do it Mina Mincha Ulamala. And when the Mishnah says Ben Hashmashos, it doesn't mean Ben Hashmashos literally. Ben Hashmashos literally would already be Safek Lailan too late. It means Besof Hayom. So the Beis Yosef says, according to the Rush, the Raf for the Milsa, the Lechachila, is to do it Min HaMincha Ulamala. Which is a position of Rabbi Yehuda.
Sorry, that's really on the last day.
That would be on any day, according to what we noted previously, that is a machlokas in Sidur Tara and the Gaon. Whether according to Rabbi Yehuda says Mina Mincha L'mala, does Rabbi Yehuda allow Mina Mincha L'mala even day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or only day 7? So, in practice, to the extent that this lechachila is somehow reflective of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, then if one were to do a hafsek tahara on an earlier day, then that would also lechachila be min haminchah l'mala. That's the gon, is lumat the sidrei tahara, assumes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even the sof hayom won't work before day 7. And just to clarify that further, as we noted, the context of the Mishnah is about a nida. So to the extent that this halach, as we explained, applies to a zav as well, so then there's no Yom Shvi to speak of. So presumably for Rabbi Huda by a zava, it's whatever day you're doing the hafsek tahara, it has to be a minimum halamah.
I
But that's what the Gaon points out here in his Mitzayin Sukkot and Dalid, that this bedika has to be Sabbath Ben Hashmashos. The Gaon says, "Lahachmir lechachila k'Rabbi Yehuda b'Masiyas and Shach." He understands that this lechachila position to do a minimin chalamala, which there's no. Or say like this. The Gaon in writing L'Hakmir L'Chachil K'Rabbi Yehuda sounds like he's saying that this Bein Hashmashos, Samach Bein Hashmashos, is min ha-mincha ulamala. Yeah, so just let's just read a few lines of Beis Yosef together for clarity. The Torah writes, "Milashen Adoni Avi Yerush Zal Yerush Etzvicha Shetifzak B'Tar Ben Hashmashos Shekasu B'Zal V'Acha Sheyifzak Adam Tidok Aspa Yafi Yafi B'Dikazutia Ben Hashmashos." Says the Beis Yosef, "Near Midir Rabbeinu Sherush Sovi the Beis Yom Shetifzak Tzvicha Lida Ben Hashmashos Kreb Yehuda Demas Nisen the Amar Kol Shalor Fisha B'Tar Min Amincha L'Mala." Harezi v'cheskas t'meya, the lochila karash ben yom misha l'shar yamim, v'mkeinu kasha lama pasuk yichida. Why is he paskening like a shitas yachid of Rabbi Yehuda? He's assuming that ben hashmashos means before ben hashmashos, and that's synonymous with ben hamincha l'mala. He's saying that according to the Rush, in principle, Bedika works any time of the day, and L'chachila, you should do it Samach Ben Hashmashos, which is synonymous with Mincha L'mala, L'Ravka the Milsa, to account for Shita Rabbi Yehuda, even if you don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Gaon says here. L'hachmir l'chachila k'Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Beis Yosef says, Viteda, Shadivi Arash Haim the Hilkos Nida the Kotzer Shasi the Resolve Misakas Nida Lahoras of Benos Israel Samasa Shariason. So these words of the Rush appear in the Kisser Hilkos Nida at the very end of the Psakim, the short paragraph at the end. Lachain Kosa, the Beza Yom Shatipso, Tibdok Ben Ashmashos, Lotse Side Kol Safi. Neil, hey to the book of Shakras, Lubaka Ben Ashmashos, Bahalo Iri. So there, the Rush isn't addressing a case where you're bodeg shakris b'di'evet. The asher disfiluk a chachamim basrai. Okay, Tanakam the Masnisin the Savar Dafka Kishapaska Biyam Zayin Lo Bay Bidika Spanish Mashas Avapaska Bishar Yamin Bay Bidika Spanish Mashas. Maybe the Rush would agree that Bidika Shakras doesn't work with Shar Yam. Zenir Yosir Misham Hafi Mastam Lestumi Imishim the Rov Nashim Poskos Kodim Azayin Imishim the Kevin the Poskos Posekas Bukuliyami Bay Bidika Spanish Mashas. Barmi Pasekas Biyamazai. Therefore, less on the La Ruya Tera Biyam Hazai. So the second suggestion of the Beis Yosef is maybe the Rush only paskins that Bidika Shakras works Biyom Zayin, but otherwise it has to be Minam and Cholamala, even Li Kuva. Ravadia points out in the Tosei Rush, it's clear not though. In Tosei Rush, it's clear like the Beis Yosef's first Malach in the Rush that Bidika Shakras works even on earlier days. And then if you look in the Rush for the Ramban, the Ravid, they all assume that there isn't even a Lechachila to do a Hefzik Tara B'Sof HaYom. I mean, the Rush, according to Mahalach 1 of the Beis Yosef, which is Mavur in the Tosei Rush, assumes that there's a Lechachila doing it Min a mincha l'malah slash sabach l'ben hashmashos, shakras works b'di'eved. According to the Rashba, Ramban, and Ravid, in their presentations, there isn't even the chachila to do with sof hayom because we paskin like the chachamim. According to the chachamim, bedika shakras works even l'chachila. Okay, but in practice, the Mechaber writes. And that's what the Rama says, Cheino again, Lechachila. So what is the gather of Samach Ben Hashmashos slash Minamincha Lamala? If you look at Rashi on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Dibur Maskil Min HaMincha. So this is in a different context. This is in the context of Prisha Samach Levest, which we'll get to. Is at what point is a requirement of Prisha when you anticipate a vest? So there the Gemara has the Rav Yossi Matir Min HaMincha Ulamala. This after the onus of death has expired. So there Rashi writes, Bin Amin Khalamala, Hainami She Show Sulamala, Nichi Natu Sali Erev, Ubishava Kvarnotu Salalim, Shachama Bimarif. So here Rashi says, Bin Amin Khalamala is from Chatzos. Or a little bit past Chatzos, what we call Mincha Gedola. So a half hour past Chatzos, let's say. And that's what the Ra'ah writes as well on Kafdalad and Beis in the Torah of Bayis, that Rabbi Huda Shita Min Mincha Lamala is mincha gedol. Rashi and Tamei Gimel is not in our context. Rashi is in a different context. The Ra'ah writes it in our context that min a mincha lamalo for Rabbi Huda is mincha gedola. So from a half hour past chatzos. And the Beis Yosef here assumes that min a mincha lamalo is from mincha ketana. Now, is that different than Samach Leben Hashmashas? And the Mechaber said Samach Leben Hashmashas, and the Gaon said that's to be makbir for lechachila. That's to be makbir lechachila for Behuda. Behuda is the one who said mina mincha u lamala. So Rav Avadia writes, page Reish Nun Ches, and others far write this also, that Samach Leben Hashmashas, strictly speaking, should be a half hour before Ben Hashmashas, before Shkia. So that's different than Rabbi Huda's Min Min Kulamala. That's a shorter window than Rabbi Huda's Min Min Kulamala. But he says you don't have to be so careful about that half hour, because as it is, according to Rabbi Huda, minimal amala is sufficient. And as it is, according to many Rishonim, you don't even need b'sof hayom lichachila. So Rabbi Huda says, strictly speaking, to take the mechaber literally, some of ben hashmasha should mean a half hour before shkia, but you don't have to be so careful about that half hour. Because anyway, Rabbi Huda allows you minimum flamala. And according to Ben Rishonim, you don't even need that. L'chachila. It sounds like if you take the Gaon at face value that we're Choshesh Rashidus Rabbi Huda, that Samach Leben Hashmashos should then be minimum klamala. But most don't assume that way. They assume that Samach Leben Hashmashos is a smaller window than minimum klamala ulamala. And then it's a little bit less clear where that comes from. Meaning, according to the Beis Yosef, that this is a Rav for the Milsa, the Bichosh of Rabbi Yehuda, so how do you end up with a formulation of Samach Leben Hashmashos, which is more a chamor than Rabbi Huda. Right? Unless you assume that, you know, the Mishnah says Sof Hayom, or the Mishnah says Ben Hashmashas. So as a lechachila, chachamim more machmir than Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says Ben Hashmashas not likuva. Chachamim say Sof Hayom is not likuva, but that's a lechachila, and their lechachila is more restrictive than Rabbi Huda's likuva. I guess that could be.
Did we say also because the Chachamim are saying to Rabbi Huda in the Braisa that, like, for you, you should have to have like Yadav ben Yaakov ben Hashmashos?
Right.
So, like, you see from there that, like, there would be some sort of, maybe that would be like a lechachila, just like a yeshra.
Right, so that's what we... We'll talk about Melchdachli probably next time. That would, right. So you, right. That does sound like the lechachil. I guess the question is, according to Rabbi Huda, would Rabbi Huda say there's a bigger lechachil of the sofayom beyond min mincha lamala, min mincha lamala zikuva? But even Rabbi Huda would agree that lechachil should be more tamach ben hashmashas. So the Aruch HaShulchan phrases the question as follows, and we'll try to wrap up with this. The Aruch HaShulchan Os Yudas, he says like this. V'yesh mazah she'ela, v'ma shekas v'poskim, v'abedika samach ben hashmashas. Rabbi Huda b'mishna d'machmir lo ka'amar rakmin minafel malo. So ostensibly, Rabbi Huda is the most machmir in the Mishnah in Tanayim, and he says minafel malo. And even if that means minafel ktana, that's still a larger window than some of the Benesh Moshas. He says, if you look at Rashi on the Mishnah, when he presents Shitas Rabbi Huda, said Rabbi Huda, feel the bedikas chvi shakras lo betara, achatafrish banish mashas. So Rashi's reading Rabbi Huda as saying banish mashas and not mina mincha ulamala. And he says, as Gabe said, is not the mashmas of yadab beneha called banish mashas. So says Yerucha Shulchan, the Eroli, the Kol Echad, that these are different ways of saying the same thing. The Iker Kavanis Rabbi Huda lived ok be ichor koma shetucha. Rabbi Huda's point is as late as possible. Ach mi yachol etzam say ma'ak kodim b'nash mashas. L'chein kov is ma'am in a min chol amala davad li didei sha'ar via kodim alayla. So remember, Rabbi Huda holds brachos vort barek that when is sof hayom for mincha purposes, that's at plag. So Yehuda says, min mincha l'mala, he's really giving you a window just from mincha katana until plak. U'mimela l'nidan, tavi beis shalos emechsa adalayla, yashir l'kavo. L'chein b'achreach, l'poskin b'uchto, b'in ashmashas, klomer samachlo, kodim ma'ar, o chatzisha, o shakon k'piachol. So Yehuda Shachon says, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso, says, min mincha l'mala, as his sofayom is plak. He's just giving you a 1 1/4 halachic hours anyway. So Lidi Dan, that we assume so fayom, so is mamincha ishkia. So even if we accept Rabbi Huda as far as the window, so we would say 1 1/4 be'erech before shkia. So that's what we mean, samach ben ashmoshes. It doesn't have to be a half hour mamish, it could be 1 hour, yes, shalot sam same, or 1 1/4. But it's not that Rabbi Huda is more, now that Rabbi Huda is more makel and chachamim, in terms of the lechachila time to do hafsekara, just the shitaso, he's min mincha tana at plag, and we're essentially from plag to shkia, which gives a little wiggle room. So we say samach a half hour, 1 hour, yes, shalot samsem. But the point is, the later the better, as late as possible within reason, so you could get it done. Okay, so let's stop here. And then next time, Ritz Hashem, we'll talk about the details of the timing of Hefzikara. And then we'll go on to talk about the mechanics of Hefzikara, Mokdachuk. And maybe we'll see if we can wrap that up on Wednesday.
Okay.